views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now, here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Yes, it is true. I'm back, and the show is live today. Of course, unless you're listening to the repeat. So anyway, my name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and you have no idea how happy I am to be back. Benny, thank you so much for flying this plane, and many thanks to all of you for tuning in, and I hope everyone had a wonderful and glorious Thanksgiving. I am here all hour doing readings for you. If you've been struggling with a decision, not just sure what to do, and would like that additional guidance, clarity, and insight. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your life's purpose or finding love elusive and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. If you've been hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot. Particularly for me, I see tarot only as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading, so the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has the tools they need to tap into their own strength to pursue an optimal path forward. You always have free will. Today I'll be doing a three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. The phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Now, it's usually about here where I always say you should wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already to honor the universal energy that's been put forth to your reading. But it doesn't apply today, as I haven't been on air for the last few weeks. So feel free to call back. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And today I'll be using the Rider-Waite deck. So if you don't have a deck handy, you can always look up the cards online, but I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the cards when we chit-chat, then I'll cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that hand as the non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, run my hands along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name and practically stick to my fingers, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. As always, I like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent or realtor, and a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And you know what? These are just cards. They're just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. I look at this tarot card as that visual representation of the little voice inside that we're always overruling. It's not just you, I do it myself. It's as if that little voice is saying, okay, you're telling your cards, tell me what I've got, tell me what you want to say, and I'll follow it, maybe. By the way, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and a professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with all the best of intentions, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It's almost, it feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, which can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of only working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back, so now they're working half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with all your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, of course. I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine if the gender or the sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide your own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. One way that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can go through to do anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of passion and purpose, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that's unfamiliar. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at ElitetarotT.com. That's Elitetarot.com, or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really in depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site, Elitetarot.com. And in addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthdays, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it, as well as speaking about using energy effectively to your corporation or group. So let's see. Well, we're going to be going up to a break very soon, but why don't we at least get this party started? Why don't we take our first call, and that is Sharon. Sharon, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. I have some illness, and I need to use my own energy in which to help my body heal and or at least stay stable and be able to, anyway, help me out.
I hear you.
This is kind of what I need.
Well, first of all, I'm so sorry that you're going through this illness, because when we're not feeling our best, everything becomes more challenging and it impacts every aspect of our life. But, you know, as you know, I'm putting up to the sky saying in terms of medical things, that's above my pay grade. But what I can do is, I loved how you said about working with your own energy, just to sort of make sure that you're doing everything that you can do. And it's so that you're also able to embrace joy. So what I've been doing is, while you've been talking, I pulled three cards on your behalf, and we're not going to get too far in before we're going to take a break, but I want to turn over that first card and get that party started here. Although I have to tell you, you pulled a kind of a scary looking card, but there's nothing scary about it. And this is representing you right now. And we pulled card number 15, the Devil. Now, this is not anything about a devil or a devil entity, anything like that. This card is about a compromise. And it's interesting, because when you have an illness, your body is physically compromised. And then that kind of can be sort of a domino effect into compromising other aspects of our life. And so this is about compromise. In this card, you see it's all about you. So in this card, you have two individuals. I call them left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. And they're that composite of you. And there's nudity in this card. And when I see nudity in tarot, it talks about unconditional self-acceptance. Only in this case, there are chains around their neck and they're tied to the scary-looking devil. However, the chains are much bigger than their heads, and they are in absolutely no discomfort, which means that they can remove those chains with their own power anytime they choose. However, they are getting some benefit from being connected to some sort of willful compromise. So it's not a powerless card, but sometimes when we are compromising in certain aspects of our life for valid reasons, we then express energy that is just self-defeating, because we express the resentment or anger or just wanting a situation to change, and yet we are in that compromise for a very valid reason. So the key here is recognizing, first of all, that there are some compromises that are being taken. There are compromises perhaps medically, but also in other aspects. I keep trying to go to other aspects of the life just because I find that sometimes that's very parallel. And then looking at it from, am I getting benefit from it? It's like, okay, then what can I do to embrace joy, recognizing that currently there is a temporary compromise? Does that resonate at all? Am I a crazy person? What do you think?
Absolutely. You're spot on.
Okay. Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because I want to hear everything, but we are going to go to a quick break. We're going to take that quick break. When we come back, we'll be finishing up the reading with Sharon, and we've got more readings to do. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello. Be back home where I belong. You're looking swell.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Chances are you've been on your conscious journey for many years, and you've learned a lot about manifesting a wonderful life. But if you are like many others on their spiritual paths, you may still have some area of your life where you're feeling stuck. Perhaps you've read many books, attended lots of workshops, listened to many programs, and done plenty of inner work, and yet there is still something you'd like to change. With all the information out there, it may be hard to see the forest for the trees. Do you want to get a bird's eye view of that forest so you are empowered to navigate more effectively? Do you want to know the key to positive change and develop a personalized strategy for creating the changes you desire? Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for a four-week webinar series beginning January 9th. Start your new year right and embrace the vibration of change. For more information, visit ChristineUpchurch.com. That's ChristineUpchurch.com or call 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tell Danny you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. I'm back after 2 weeks away, so I am psyched for doing readings for you today. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So before the break, we were talking with Sharon. Sharon, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Yay! All right. So dealing with illness and again, I'm almost feeling like there's this added layer with that devil card coming up. We only just pulled one card. I can't wait to see what the other two cards are. But right now we're just looking at this devil card, which talks about compromising, but recognizing where the compromise is willful and powerful and where you say, you know what, I choose to release myself from this compromise, knowing though then that you don't get the benefits from that because it's that catch-22 situation. And so I cut you off right before we went to break and just asking if that kind of resonates with you.
Oh, it sure does. And I'm just really anxious to hear what else you have to say. I definitely have just what you said, two individuals who are part of my life, and they're at opposite ends. And that is really definitely an energy drain for me, which I don't need at this particular time. And you mentioned about compromise. I don't see it on either side of them, either side of the individuals. So I'm kind of right in the middle, and that puts a stress on me. I don't know exactly what to do. I guess I have to, like you said, understand that it's one of those things that you can't do anything about, and I have to release it. And there's not going to be any benefits. And I just have to understand that. So,
go ahead.
And I do appreciate you acknowledging the situation that I'm in. And that's really interesting.
Well,
I've never talked to anybody like you, I'm not real familiar with it, but it's always fascinated me. And so for you to come up with this right away it's encouraging.
Thank you for that. But, you know, one of the things that, first of all, we're going to get you feeling a little better inside and seeing how that takes effect outside, too. But one of the things you said is you're stuck in the middle. And I understand that that is the situation and that is how you feel from an energy perspective. It's important not to put that out there, because every time you state it, it affects you physically, because it kind of weighs you down. And so when you hear yourself saying things like I'm stuck in the middle or stuck, anytime you use the word stuck, we want to cut that word out, even though your brain is much more comfortable in this situation because it's the known. And so every time you say that, it's just like an added rock gets put into a backpack that you're carrying. Something challenging or blocking you, the card that came up was the Six of Cups. Now, this is a card that talks about healing, but it talks about healing from an inner child perspective. In this card, you see that duality of energies, except they're in young children. There's the boy and the girl, and the boy is presenting the young girl with a cup filled with flowers. And so this is that card that represents to me about the great need for some healing, but on that inner child level. Because if you're hurting physically as well as emotionally on the adult level, you can only imagine how that translates down to that inner voice, that inner child spirit. And you're best served when that inner child's your GPS. But if your inner child is feeling compromised or just beleaguered and not listened to and not honored, then it makes you start to second guess yourself or question what your actions are, because you're not connecting with that inner core voice. So inner child healing is different, though, from adult healing. Similar to if you give a gift to a child, they really just want the wrapping paper. And so it's, in some ways, it's easier to do inner child healing, but a lot of times we tend to forget it. So think about the things you used to love to do when you were 8, when you were 10 years old, that would just have you feeling at peace, happy, strong, powerful. And know that that is different from anything that you're doing on the adult level, my guess would be. Whether it's painting, dancing, for me it's going out for ice cream, playing with the dog, just writing poetry, watching bad TV, whatever those things were, tap into that energy, because when you were doing those activities as a child, you felt powerful, you felt strong, and your actions were very clear. Do that now and not push it off to next week, next month, or from the adult brain, call it silly or frivolous, because it's having a purpose. Right now, there's a great need for you to be able to remove those chains of that double card, to remove yourself from any sort of compromise that no longer serves you. Keeping the compromises that do serve you, it needs some additional strength. And that strength comes from giving love and heaping just a tremendous amount of love and power to the inner child. The advice card that came up is a really powerful one, and I love it. And it's going to be card number 21 in the Major Arcana, which is the World card. Now, this is the last card of the tarot. And so from an advice perspective, this is saying that give yourself permission to have a new chapter of your journey begin. And here again, we've got that nudity, but only here it's wrapped up in this victory wreath with two batons. I don't know if you liked to baton twirl when you were younger, but
These,
there you go. So buy a baton, but use a rolling pin. Well, that's a little challenging to do, but
yeah,
use a spatula.
Okay.
And just honor who you are with your unique unconditional acceptance in your unique journey, recognizing that your journey is completely yours. It is going to look like that of nobody else on this planet. And so what choices you make going forward are also yours and yours alone. Others can offer advice, but they're going to be coming from other people's perception of what they think you should be doing. And even if they're well-meaning, it's still going to come from their sense of risk, their sense of adventure. This is about starting kind of from the ground up. First, give some healing to that inner child who is like calling out saying, hey, don't forget me. By doing that, note how your body physically feels, and then give yourself permission to start a new chapter, honoring who you are, honoring how far you have come, and recognize that you, my dear, are just getting started.
Ooh,
I hope this
wonderful.
Has been helpful for you.
Well, it certainly has, and it's very encouraging. And I will start working on that immediately.
Okay, and, first of all, I have to interrupt you. No 8-year-old or 10-year-old likes to work. So we want to cut out the working on word, because when you say, if you say you're working on something, your 8-year-old inside of you is like the eyes are rolling to the back of their head saying, call me when work is over. So again, instead, we want to cut out the words working on. Whenever somebody says they're working on themselves, I'm like, we got to change that word. Instead, embracing joy.
Very positive.
See how that also then changes how you physically feel. See how that changes with the directions that you want to take forward. I am so excited about seeing where everything leads. Will you call me back and let me know how things are going?
Oh, I sure will. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me and giving me some good direction. And I'm amazed at how right on you are about my situation. And I appreciate everything.
I appreciate you for calling, and you made my day. Please keep us updated, and thank you so much for calling. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do, so please stay tuned. You're listening to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah.
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, back after a couple weeks. Bet you can't guess where I was. That music didn't give it away. But let me tell you, other than the warm weather, I am so happy to be back. So we have a phone line open. If you're interested in getting a reading, the number is 800-930-2819. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, or having me speak to your group about using energy effectively, you can go to my website, elitetarot.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So let's get right to the next caller, Tracy. Tracy, welcome to Main Street Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thanks for taking
Hello.
My call today.
My pleasure.
Hi.
Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about?
Well, I've never had a reading before with kind of what you do, so I was excited. But yeah, I really would love some whatever guidance or reading with my relationship, husband-wise. Yeah, that's kind of
okay.
Where I'm at.
And I'm sorry, I want to make sure I understand correctly. You're currently in a relationship or you're wanting
yes.
to be in a relationship?
Oh, no, definitely currently in a relationship. No,
okay.
My husband. We've been together a
okay.
long time, yes. And we
excellent.
Have
yeah. So
yeah.
while you were talking, I pulled three cards. And mm-hmm. so we'll see what those are. One thing, though, I always like to say is that we have no power over the other person. And so all I can do is focus on the energy that you're putting forth towards the relationship, because that's the
uh-huh.
only thing that is in your power. Now, one thing that I don't know if you ever have done, but do you have a list putting kind of like, let's put the husband kind of in a soundproof box for a moment there. And do you have a list of your core non-negotiable needs that you need in the relationship to be like incredibly happy and fulfilled? Do you have a clear idea and do you have that written down?
I do not have it written down. I guess I feel like raising the kids, I get kind of lost. And I'm kind of in business and work, and I'm just kind of like lost going, I just want to focus some good energy. I'm trying to purge negative energy, I feel like, and I want good. So I don't have a list. No, okay. I haven't done that. I am a list maker.
Two things. One, I don't know if you heard the last caller, but you said, I'm trying to purge negative energy. Cut out words like hoping, wanting, trying, thinking, feeling, working on, because I'm trying to purge negative energy and I'm purging negative energy. They mean exactly the same thing, only when you say I'm trying to purge negative energy, how do you know you're even done? You know, there's this feeling like it's just this never-ending thing. Note how it feels when you change that in that affirmative. Now, regarding the list, find a time you're not going to be disturbed. And then again, similar to the last caller, but in a different way, tap into 8-year-old, 10-year-old Tracy's energy. When you, before you even knew anything about your husband that he even existed, tap into what qualities you needed. It's like, okay, he needs to be this and this and this and this and this and this. Because again, that's when you were at your clearest. That was when you were at your strongest. Write it down, because what you think may be important, sometimes that gets overruled, or maybe that's not as important as something else that's been kind of buried down in there. See what you write down first. Take out any specifics. So the key is not to compare it to your current situation, but rather find out from your core what your needs are in the most ideal relationship. So then what do you write down first? Are there any things that are surprises that you write down? Because when you've written down your list, you've made a contract with the universe and you've said, I honor myself because I give myself all these things in my current relationship. But you now have a very clear guide without the emotion attached to then say to your husband, I need ABC. Your husband then has the opportunity to say, okay, I can do that, or I can't do that. But then the key is not to deny that aspect, but rather see, okay, let's just say that your inner child needs to travel together and he doesn't like to travel. It doesn't mean now you're going to just compromise that, but as long as he is supportive of it, if he's not, then that's another issue of that maybe you just travel by yourself. And so that you're still filling that need, but the emotion has been taken out of it, which then can lead to conflict and problems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Totally.
Awesome. So I turned over Excellent. So I turned over the first card, and the first card is card number 9 in the Major Arcana, which is the Hermit. Now, this is you right now, and it is not a literal card. It is not saying you are a hermit, will be a hermit. It has nothing to do with that. However, in this card, the Hermit, you see this old man with a wand, even though it's not a wand card, and wands tend to talk about feeling inspired and creativity. And so he's got this big wand, which he's using as a walking stick in his left hand, and he's holding a lantern in his right, and the lantern is kind of showing the way forward. However, he's walking towards the left. And in tarot, a lot of times when we do tarot spreads, the layout of the cards, to the left kind of tends to symbolize at times the past. So there is an energy that is sort of looking backward in a sense to the key phrase that you talked about initially was purging that negative energy, because my guess would be that some of that has to do with cleaning up some of the issues from the past in ways that they no longer weigh you down in the present. Is that accurate?
Issues from the past. Well, I guess somewhat. I mean, I just feel like I just need clarity on where to put my focus or my energy today instead of, because my kids are getting older, you know, does that make sense?
Well, I totally hear what you're saying. I want to honor, though, the energy of the Hermit card, which is just you currently. And it's that energy is going backward. The energy is going to the past. And in a sense, it's really about finding yourself, kind of in finding your core, but in doing so, in kind of looking backwards to really kind of clear anything that's blocking you from pursuing your joy going forward, and just removing any boundaries of that. And so it's looking back towards that past. Something challenging or excellent. Something challenging or blocking you, and this is a scary looking card, but it's not scary at all, but it is a strong energy. And something challenging or blocking you is the Eight of Swords. Now, in this card, and you can look it up online, you see a person who is trapped. She's got eight swords around her, and she's blindfolded, she's tied up, and in the back of her, you can see this beautiful castle. But she can't see it because there's this feeling of powerlessness, of not being able to access what it is that she wants, not being able to see what it is she wants. She's kind of wrapped up in her own kind of brain, kind of overthinking things and really going to that place of powerlessness. Everybody's got that pendulum. When we're all super strong, when the pendulum is swinging to the right, you know, everyone's like, yay, I'm feeling fantastic, awesome. When that pendulum swings back the other way, it comes out in different ways for different people. Some people it comes out in fear, anxiety, depression. For you, it comes out in this feeling of almost like I'm powerless because I can't see where I want to be going, and I don't know if I can even get there. And there's this negative dialogue that kind of forces this trapped kind of powerless feeling. However, this is the Eight of Swords, as I said, and if you look at the picture of the Eight of Swords, you will see that there are eight actual swords around her, but there's not one behind her, which means that she's actually not tied to any sword. You see that the swords do not come form a circle around her, and you don't see people saying, yup, you have to stay there. This is all within the unconscious brain, meaning that if you see yourself as powerless, if you see yourself as unable to access whatever dream it is that you want, then this is the kind of thing that, you know, be careful about self-fulfilling prophecies, but recognize that you are not powerless. It may not be easy, because I said this is a strong energy to combat, but all this person has to do in this card is just shimmy up against one of those swords, take off the thing binding her up, and then just walk around. It is, there's somewhere, and I would guess it is from the past because we started with this Hermit card, but there's somewhere where a limiting message was kind of brought into your unconscious. And so at the thought of intellectually, we want all this, find direction and find that peace, find that joy, but it's hitting up against that message from the past that's saying, oh, there's no way that can happen. I don't know if I can do that. And so then from an energy perspective, those energies just cancel each other out, which then leads to stalled movement. Can hang on with me to the break. We're going to take one last break and we will get you unstuck moving forward. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Myself. Suddenly I'm a bond. Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough. Overcome life's greatest challenges and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to the RagingSkillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic, calling from Elite Tarot. Anyway, right before the break, we were talking with Tracy. Tracy, are you still with me?
I am.
Excellent. So we had pulled two cards. I can't wait to see what this third card is. But we started with the Hermit card crossed with the Eight of Swords, which really talks about from an energy perspective of looking to where there's a feeling unconsciously kind of built in of limitations, powerlessness. One thing that I would recommend you do is do a releasing exercise. I don't know if you've heard the show before, but one thing, and I would do this prior to putting down your list on paper of non-negotiables. And what it is it's basically just releasing anything that no longer serves you, but in a way that your conscious brain can actually say, okay, I've released this, instead of it being, I'm trying to purge negative energy, I'm trying this. So what I would recommend you do is find a time you're not going to be disturbed, take a sheet of paper and a pen, and write a letter, and you know, to either, if it's clear, a person who may have somehow, and it could have been a minor thing, but it stayed with you back from childhood, whatever, would it made you feel powerless or limiting. And, or if you can't think of who that is, just write "Dear Powerlessness," you know, and address it to being powerless. And then just spill your guts about it. Let whatever comes out to come out on paper and say, "I hate you. You have made me feel like crap. You've made me feel like I'm not able to achieve beyond my expectations. And you've made me feel limited." Once you're done writing all of that, don't hold anything back. Right. "However, I choose to live my life with love and joy and strength. And so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward." So that's not forgiveness. This is, you are just releasing the rock that you've been carrying around in your backpack that has been a feeling of powerless or limitingness. And then as soon as you're done, immediately sign your name. Don't check it for grammar. Don't take a picture of it. Don't go to the bathroom. You want to immediately dispose of it. So immediately burn or shred that letter, noting how your body physically feels as your brain can consciously see that you are actively purging, letting that limiting belief go. Then write your list of core non-negotiables. Because while you're a couple and you've got your own unique goals together, you still have your the quaint, trite phrase they use a lot is that you still have your bucket list. You still have your dreams. You still have your vision. And the key is not to dilute that, but rather to, first of all, be very clear on what those are by allowing them to come to the surface without unconsciously swiping them down before they have a chance to rise to the surface. And then second of all, then working with the husband in terms of, how can we do this? How can I get this accomplished? How can I still make this happen? Does that make sense?
Yep, for sure.
Excellent. I like it. So the advice card is the Five of Wands, which I happen to call the Thanksgiving dinner table in honor of the post-Thanksgiving. Basically, in this card, you have five individuals, each with wands, and they're fighting each other. And what that's doing is that that's leading to blocked movement. This is in your brain. And so When I pulled the Hermit card, I said that it wasn't a wand card, but in his left hand, he was using a wand as a walking stick. You have this great creativity inside you. You have this great desire and ability to manifest a vision forward, because similar to the last caller, you're just beginning. You're not done. And so the key here is not to allow your brain to sabotage the efforts by battling each other inside your each other vision. I really need to do this. Well, you know, I can't do this because of this. Oh, but I really should be doing this. Oh, but I can't do this. Because when you engage, exactly, because when you engage in that mental debate, what you'll see is, if you should definitely take a look at this card, the Five of Wands, is that there's no winning. And what it's done is it's just satisfied the brain, because the brain has stayed in the known, which is without movement forward. Rather, be clear with what your goals are, release that which no longer serves you, and then, despite the brain's desire to sabotage, not because it hates you, but because anything unknown is unsafe, and your brain will catch on later after it sees results. But once you acknowledge what your needs are, then start moving forward regardless. And I always say, go through open doors, but honor red flags. How do you know what your red flags are? You got them written down. And so don't look for green lights. Instead, just go through those open doors that are open, using that energy in a way that's not taxing on a mind, body, and spirit level. I hope this has been helpful for you.
Yes, it has. So much. Thank you. That was
wonderful.
Oh, my
pleasure. Please keep us updated, and thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Oh my gosh, it's so great to be back. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to doing next week's show where it's me again doing readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.